The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire.
DVMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the Empire today at www.dvmpe.com.
Hey, True Believers, it's David Hickney, starting with Freak of the Week here this week. With me is Roger, like always, and Elizabeth is here as well. And joining us this week is Dr. Azaleas Crowder, is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
And
yes,
we're here to talk about something terribly horrifying, the Jabba-Duke.
Yes, the Jabba-Duke, yeah. It's pretty amazing. It's a monster. It's created by the mind of a child.
Okay.
This is after his mother would read him a Star Wars pop-up book at bedtime.
What's a Star Wars?
Is he serious?
Unfortunately, yes.
Really?
I mean, what? Don't leave me in the dark. I asked a question.
He wants to pretend that he's never seen a movie since 1965 or after. Besides it was made Encino after 1965.
Besides Encino Man, which I saw.
Okay, I don't quite know how to address
that. So this is a movie, Star Wars?
It's a series of movies.
Okay.
Some that I like to pretend don't exist, but unfortunately do. Took place in a galaxy far, far away, long, long ago.
Oh, so this is a history. These are history documentaries.
Sure.
Excuse me, your name is Elizabeth,
yes,
correct? Yeah, you're a doctor, right?
Yes.
Is he your patient?
Yes. No, he's also my brother.
My sister.
Patient. All right. Yeah.
It definitely takes a lot of patience to deal with him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's a pop-up book based on these movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and novels and records.
Right,
and
TV shows. And,
yeah, you can even see a symphony play the score while you watch the movie.
Does he know what TV is?
Well, I'm not an idiot. I know what TV is.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, all right, yeah. This Star Wars...
You don't have to slow it down like I can't understand the words.
Sure, yeah, no problem. So the Jabba-Duke, it's a giant blob-like creature.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Blob? You've seen the Blob. It came out before 1965.
That was Paul Newman, 1960, I believe.
Yeah, Paul Newman's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Has he done anything recently?
He made salad dressing.
He's dead?
For a few years now, yes.
Damn. I really like that guy. He had a lot of potential as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep going. It's
okay,
fine.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, so basically it's got yellow eyes and a black top hat. And once you realize its existence, then it starts stalking you.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And you get these incredible thoughts of, like, steampunk bikinis and...
What's a steampunk?
That happened before 1965. Why don't you know what a steampunk is?
It seems like a weird term. What
you
is
ever,
steampunk?
You ever heard of Jules Verne?
Yeah.
He invented steampunk.
Oh, like the watchwork kind of stuff.
Yes.
Well, it's also partly based on a novel by William Gibson called The Difference Engine.
Okay.
Which came out, it was after 1965.
Well, I've read newer books, I just haven't watched movies after 1965.
I see. Okay.
Okay, so it's like clockwork stuff.
Yes.
It's using old technology to power modern.
So a bikini things. Made out of old technology.
Well,
yeah, I guess.
These are
so sir, like chainmail. I don't know.
These are like dreams. They're like nightmares. So it's like it's not.
Wait, how is a bikini made out of like clock bits a nightmare?
Well, if you're wearing the bikini, it's kind of a nightmare. Okay, it sounds I can very see that. Pinchy.
Right, the, gear, that's fair. The gears get stuck in various parts.
Yeah.
And you just,
oh, yeah, yeah. No, you know. No, yeah. I get that. I mean, if it's pinching the right parts, I get it. But, you know, if it's the wrong parts, yeah.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense then.
And, you know, just other kinds of things that appear in your mind, like people frozen in carbonite.
What's carbonite?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Can you explain this? I don't know if I can give it justice here.
Well, since carbonite doesn't actually exist in this reality...
What?
It's difficult to explain. You know, just...
It's a thing. You remember that Star Wars thing we were talking about?
Yeah, the
it's
movie.
It's a Star Wars reference.
So yeah. Is it like Lucite?
No.
Lucite like, I've seen things clear. Frozen in Lucite, where it's clear. Yeah.
No. Because it's more like pewter or a metal.
Yeah, but very cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, if someone were to mix pewter with, you know, dry ice.
Okay. That seems weird.
It's
science fiction.
And you can freeze a person in this stuff?
Yeah, well,
you
I mean...
You cryo-freeze them.
Oh, so they're not dead.
They're not dead.
No, they're not dead. They're cool. In suspended animation.
Oh, so this is not a big deal, then. So we've got bikinis and people in suspended animation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's sometimes, you know, murder, like thoughts of murder involving anus-like pits. Also, you know, something that...
Anus pits?
Yeah, something that you would also see in...
That sounds horrible and disgusting.
Well, I mean, it's not fun. I mean, how would you like to die based on an anus-type death?
I mean, if I died in an anus pit, I think I'd feel pretty shitty about myself as a person. Like, I don't think I'd feel like much of a badass if I fell into a pit and died.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I gotta say, Elizabeth, I'd love to take your brother back to the Institute of Paraphysical Metanormality if I could, because he's just a fascinating case subject.
He is fascinating, but I think we'll just keep him here for now.
Yeah, this is where I live.
You can, okay. Yeah, you're welcome to communicate with him.
I mean, he's like Nell or something, like just like totally isolated from the modern world for. Decades, it seems.
Just from movies. I don't watch new movies. I don't get the issue.
I mean, how did you ever get such a pristine specimen and keep him like this?
I have not had any impact on his lifestyle choices whatsoever.
I feel like I should be both flattered and insulted. I mean, calling me pristine is nice, but then calling me a specimen is not so nice.
Welcome to being a woman.
Have I ever apologized for you having to be a woman?
Have you ever apologized for me having to be... That in and of itself was insulting.
I wasn't. I was trying... You were saying how hard it is to be a woman, and I feel bad about that.
No, I think we have to cut him some slack here, because he's showing the same type of mindset that you would see in, like, a mid-20th century, like, 1950s type male. And his attitudes towards the female sex.
Am I in the Twilight Zone right now? Is that what's going on?
Oh, you've seen the Twilight Zone.
It's a TV show. I've seen TV shows. Okay.
Yeah. So you know what television is. Are you aware of how an automobile works? Have you ever tried one of those?
I've driven an automobile. Or a car, as most people would call it.
Car. That's very good. Okay. Yeah, so you're up on the current lingo. That is...
I mean, it depends on what the thing you're talking about is. What? Elizabeth, you got my back here on this? This is very weird to me.
Let's just talk about
the Jabba Duke.
Jabba Duke thing.
Yeah. Let's get back to that. So the Jabba Duke can also possess your body.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh yeah. Well, it's not pleasant, certainly. Well, yeah. And now to cure yourself, you have to go through a hutelectomy.
Hutelectomy.
Right. It's similar to an exorcism.
Okay.
And you can tell it's successful when like a thick green slime flows from your mouth.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh.
That's
disgusting. Very, very gross, but you know, then you know that you are free
of the Jabba Duke.
Of the Jabba Duke. Yes, exactly.
Okay. That's gross.
Yeah. No, it's very gross, which is why I've decided to specialize in that, because I'm here to warn the world of...
So, how do you know if a Jabberduke is stalking you?
Well, it's not easy to know, but I mean, it certainly has a kind of like mental pull, a sway over you.
Okay.
You know, you might feel odd, things for you, like, you know, your day might start out really well, but then you feel like you're all these thoughts of like, trade wars come into your head.
Trade wars. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And just this kind of ephemeral stuff, which really doesn't make any sense to the plot of your life. And it really starts to get horrible, throughout the rest of your day. Until finally you just want to give up the whole thing and you just want to kind of, you know, sell out and let someone else do it all.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That sounds awful.
It really is awful. I mean, it started out great and, you know, maybe, you know, for the first, you know, 3 hours of your life, it's fantastic, but then the next 3 hours are horrible. And then the next 3 hours after that are like, okay, but it's just not the same as the first 3 hours, which really was the good stuff, you know?
Okay. Okay. That seems pretty rough. Seems pretty rough. What do you think?
I mean, we definitely, as human beings, sort of eventually lose the excitement and, you know, innocence of childhood. And when we come into adulthood, things that we used to find joy in sometimes don't always bring us the same happiness.
Yeah, but I mean, it's so frustrating because, you know, the last 3 hours that you experienced could have been so much better. They could have been like the first 3 hours if they had only stuck to the same things which had happened in those first 3 hours.
But you can move past mistakes and just look forward to what happens in the future.
I feel like we're talking about something other than the Jabberduke right now.
You know, it's all related. It's all related.
Well, that is true in the holistic sense of the universe. Everything is related.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true. That seems very forward-thinking of you.
Well, I'm a forward-thinking guy.
Right, yeah. But I didn't think that they thought these kinds of things back in the 50s.
What?
I thought that...
Once again, just because I haven't watched movies since 1965 doesn't mean I've not lived.
He's not a time traveler. He's not stuck in the 50s.
Not
he's
yet.
Just weird about his movies.
Oh, okay. You realize that they can talk in movies now.
If Roger wasn't holding me back right now, I would punch you.
I don't think
there's no need for violence.
There's no need for violence.
Roger's holding me back. It's fine.
I can see that.
I'm sorry.
He's very strong for a mantis.
Are you talking about that grasshopper over there?
He's a mantis.
He is a praying mantis.
Oh, okay. And I'm sorry.
He's my co-host, so...
Your co-host.
Yeah.
And his best friend.
And my best friend. My companion. My compatriot.
Seriously, I can make a call and the Institute can have a room for
Okay, we're going to take a caller.
Immediately.
Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Ben and I'm from Ohio.
Hi, Ben from Ohio.
I just started listening to this episode and I'm kind of freaked out.
Why are you freaked out?
Because I've been dreaming of that bikini.
The steampunk bikini.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was in like all of my dreams last night.
Okay, can you describe the dreams?
Well, it started off that I was outside this desert cave, and I asked to speak to somebody. I don't even remember who it was.
Okay.
And then they let me in, and I saw her at the foot of this monster.
Was it the Jabberduke?
It was Jabba, yeah, Jabberduke, yeah.
Okay.
I think, I don't know.
Describe the monster.
Oh, it looked like... It looked like somebody that ate Pizza Hut a lot.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds about right.
Like a lot.
Okay.
Right. Like almost to the point where like they would name it after what it eats.
Yes, exactly.
Specifically Pizza Hut, or were there ever, you know, Papa John's or Domino's involved?
We don't condone Papa John's eating on Freak of the Week after the terrible things that Papa John guy said. Just saying.
That's where you draw the line on the show.
Peyton Manning isn't bad, but I mean...
Who's Peyton Manning?
Never mind.
Sir, he wouldn't understand who Peyton Manning is.
Okay, well, I mean, I just gotta say...
It's like Johnny Unitas.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
I just gotta say, it was a long night. I woke up several times, and I was covered in, like saliva or something. It felt like, yeah, it was just, it was gross. It was really.
Yeah, sir.
That sounds gross.
I think that you indeed are encountering a Jabba Duke. Now we need to distinguish between this kind of experience with a Jabba Duke and Ghostbuster Slimer syndrome.
What?
Because yes. that's something similar but different. I think the fact that you had the dream with the creature in the cave,
well,
I think that's very indicative.
It wasn't focused on the creature so much as it was the...
On the bikini?
Yeah,
on the bikini.
You know,
yeah.
I just can't
was
get it out
just
of my
a
head.
Floating bikini?
No, it had a beautiful woman in it.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Were you in your dream? Were you involved in any kind of gunfight? Any laser gunfight of any kind?
I was dropped down this, into this pit, mm-hmm. and this ferocious monster came out, and then it just suddenly died from getting hit with the door or something like that. It was really, an odd dream, and it just really, like, I didn't even think anything of it until you started talking.
So I have a question because I'm a little confused. So there was a beautiful woman in the bikini.
Oh my God.
Was anyone else wearing a bikini or skimpy clothing?
There was a guy that looked like he had a bikini on his face.
Okay, but was it like revealing clothing? Or was
no? You couldn't even tell.
So the woman in the bikini was the only one wearing revealing clothing throughout this whole thing.
No, you couldn't even
sounds
tell
pretty
like
typical.
what race the person was or something like that because it was covering his face.
So I'm just wondering if you're objectifying women in your dreams is my question.
Oh my God! I mean, I have no control over that. I mean,
they're your dreams.
Well, I can't tell myself what to dream about.
Unless you're being possessed by the Jabba Duke. Is objectification part of the effect of the Jabba Duke?
It could very well be a part of that because we've seen cases that have started objectifying women and have been objectifying that same woman for decades. And you get caught in this kind of cycle, and it's
wow.
You should seek treatment immediately. Quite frankly,
okay. I mean, yeah. He doesn't need that huddlectomy though yet.
Well, I think maybe we've caught it a little early.
Okay,
so if you could give him my information off the air,
yeah, I'll have Jimmy send him the information.
Yeah, that would
Do you
be great.
Have, like pictures of this that I could see.
Pictures
you know?
Of what? The Jabba
the bikini.
Duke?
I need to see that.
See,
bikini
that's
again.
That's the problem. See, already it's a pretty advanced stage.
That's pretty. Dude, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no control over what I like. I like
sir,
it.
You have to control yourself. You have to control your urges. I urge you, do not get on the internet and I should explain. The internet.
I know what the internet is.
Okay.
Wait, there's pictures on the internet of this?
Oh, God. Okay, we're going to move on. Thank you so much, caller. We're going to take a break and then more about the Jabba Duke after a word from our sponsors. True Believers, Freak of the Week is sponsored by Chilldew, the energy drink that makes you feel cool. That's Chill-D-O. Now with 100% less heroin. Jeez, Elizabeth, the sponsors don't want you yawning at their commercials.
You insisted on recording at 4 a.m. What do you expect?
I mean, I expect you to be respectful of the show.
Well, you could have not hit record until after I was done yawning.
I guess I could have. I don't know. Anyway, we're back talking about the Jabba Duke with Dr. Azalius Crowder.
Yeah.
Doctor, that last caller we had, I feel like I'm worried because it seems like he could be being possessed by the Jabba Duke, but he could also just be kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah, we encounter that dichotomy all the time
at
the Institute of Paraphysical Metanormality, which is why we always have to screen our patients, you know, very, very clearly. You know, it's like, you know, there's like an entrance exam that they have to go through. Like, for instance, have you ever watched The Jersey Shore and identified with any of the characters?
That's that one with the douchebags from New Jersey, right?
Yes, I'm sorry. That's on... that was put on something called MTV, which is
I
short for
MTV
music
is.
Television.
Yeah.
And that's where they would show the pop bands, kind of like your Elvis, would put together little short
like
films that you could watch of them performing their music.
Roger, why are you laughing? It's not funny. He's being a dick. Jeez. Look, I know what MTV is. I know what I didn't watch The Jersey Shore because it looked terrible, and from what I hear, it was terrible. But I know what it is. It's not like I'm I mean, I live in a basement, but I don't live in a bunker with no information.
Well, only because I wouldn't let you build one.
Well, there still would have been information, even if there was a bunker.
Okay.
Information, knowledge is power.
It is.
Well, so generally, I mean, we screen them for a few things. We just have a general douchebag entry test.
Okay.
You know, have you ever watched The Jersey Shore? Do you use Axe body spray? Do you follow any of the Kardashians?
I don't know what a Kardashian is. What is a Kardashian?
Horrible little creatures. You don't need to know.
Should we do an episode on them?
No.
I feel like we should do an episode on
Kardashians. I don't think that we should do any more. They don't deserve any more attention than they already have.
The creatures have got all this attention?
They do, so it wouldn't be very groundbreaking, and it only makes them stronger.
Where do they?
We don't want that.
Where do they exist in the United States? Like north, south, east, or west?
Well, they thrive on the west coast.
Sort of, yeah, everywhere.
They're everywhere. They're not just kind of focused on the west.
Well, yeah, they do kind of thrive everywhere, and yeah, I mean they're noted for their large thorax, and they can often be seen traveling in packs, making annoying high-pitched noises.
Okay, this is definitely
large
something...
Large thorax, tiny craniums.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. We definitely might have to talk about these things later on. But this episode, we're talking about the Jabba Duke. I think we have a caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Reg Antilles.
Reg Antilles.
Hi, Reg.
From Tucson.
That's great. Tucson in what state?
Arizona.
Arizona.
Great, okay.
Reg Antilles.
Me and my wife, Midge, were on vacation in Italy. We were, relaxing, drinking a boba tea.
Okay, boba tea.
And we were, I saw this very large man with a top hat, just eyeing my wife. I heard you say that this Jabba Duke has yellow eyes. I could not see his eyes because he was wearing sunglasses.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Is that a common disguise for the Jabba Duke?
Well, it could be Jabba Duke could be douchebag. So
okay.
That's why we run
so
the
So it's
test.
Like Jabba Duke a douchebag.
Right, Jabba douchebag.
I was warned by the locals that this was what they call a Tuscan Raider.
Okay, because he's from Tuscany?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm afraid you don't have yourself a Jabba Duke there, sir.
Well, the reason I ask is because it seemed like he stalked us to every place that we went that night. And then the next, my wife went to go get some ice for our room, and when we went out again, we didn't see him anymore. And she was acting funny the whole rest of that trip, just very really ecstatic at first. We went to see, we went to local restaurants or whatever. She was really enthusiastic, and then. When we were, riding in gondolas, and she didn't want to be anywhere, be anywhere near me or do anything that we were doing anymore.
Sir, I'm gonna have to ask you where you found a gondola in Arizona.
No, he was in Italy.
Was in Italy. Oh, okay.
Yeah. He said that.
Yeah, okay. Remember Tuscan Raider?
Oh, I see. Yes,
not okay. Tucson Raider. That's a different thing.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, that's the confusion. Yes, okay. Yeah, sir, I'm afraid I'm unfamiliar with this particular specimen. So could you, describe a little bit more about, some of his actions and why you thought that he was Jabba Dukean?
He had a weird, yellowish, greenish tint to his skin. Mm. I mean, that could just be the Mediterranean,
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Swarthy, olive-skinned type.
But he was very large. And seemed to glide. Didn't really make strides on the ground.
Okay, now you're talking. Okay. Yeah, this could indeed
be a Jabba Duke.
Could indeed be a Jabba Duke. Sir, okay. what have your dreams been like recently?
Well, my dreams have been fine, except for the fact that my wife's been the one that acted funny.
And what has she said anything? What have her dreams been like?
She... talk about maybe throwing us a party.
Mm-hmm.
Back when we got home, there's a she started digging a big hole in the backyard, and weirdly, she said this is all part of some vision that she had for a some kind of place for people to get together. Kind of, I thought she was maybe wanting to build a fire pit or something, but then there were just these little, almost like stalactite sticking out of the side of it. And it,
okay.
Yes. Okay.
This anus pit that...
Did your wife say anything about Sarlacc or Starlacc or...
Sarlacc.
Well, weirdly, Sarlacc is her maiden name.
Okay, sir, I'm going to have to ask you immediately, for your whole family's sake, get your wife in for the test for
a huddleectomy?
Yeah, for a huddleectomy.
Okay.
This might be serious. We might need to operate immediately.
Okay.
Sir, I'm gonna ask that you give him our information offline.
I'll have Jimmy do that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But
thank
please
you.
Don't wait any longer than necessary. I mean, in this case, you definitely want to fire first. Okay.
But.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, this could all be very innocent, you know, her building that pit in the back, but also it could be a trap.
It could be.
I think it's a trap.
I think it is a trap. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I think.
I feel sorry for that poor man, but I'm glad he reached out because it sounds like he was just in the nick of time.
Yeah. I thank you so much to Reggie Antilles for calling in. I feel like we've averted a massive crisis here.
Yeah.
What do you think, Elizabeth?
Whatever.
Wow.
I'm sorry, doctor. Do you not understand the methodology behind the huddleectomy?
I am just so exhausted of all of these episodes. I don't have the energy to even rebut at this point.
I understand, you know, after all this time of you know, raising this you know, creature from out of time in
I didn't
basement.
Raise him. He's my brother. We have parents.
Wait, did you just call me a creature?
Well, I mean, this kind of fascinating disconnect. How can I put it? It's like an H.G. Wells kind of a situation here. It's like your time displaced, which I find utterly fascinating.
You know that there are other things I know other than movies. I don't know. Like, why is it this one thing that he's so obsessed with?
Isn't it crazy how someone can get hung up on one ridiculous detail and not be able to move on past that to just, you know, live their lives?
Are you, like, giving me shit?
I don't know. Am I?
I
how does that make you feel?
I try not to give you shit.
You try?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been really trying hard. All right, let's take another caller because this is getting weird. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Leah Walker from Butte, Montana.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Beautiful
Hi.
Country, Montana.
It is. It's beautiful out here, and you know, there's just so much to do. And if you're an outdoors person, but when it gets cold outside in the winter months, like now. We have to go indoors and find things, and somebody just opened up this new speakeasy called the Cantina, and we have a lot of fun going there, but I have just this sinking feeling that we must have found a Jabba-Duke. I didn't know what to call it, but, I mean, okay, so here's what happened. We went to this speakeasy.
Mm-hmm.
They made us all these drinks. With spirits we'd never heard of.
Okay.
Sounds like my kind of speakeasy.
Yeah, yes, that sounds great. I like speakeasies a lot.
It was a lot of
fun.
Is it
because they're always in basements and
because
no one knows you there?
They're underground. They're not supposed to be known to people. So that's why I like them.
Makes sense.
Yes, and this one, you know, we here in Butte, we live near the Berkeley Pit, which is the opened copper mine. So they make a big deal out of that. But anyway, a lot of people had that steampunk garb that you were talking about, and we got pretty wasted, I have to say. And I went outside with my friends, because we were pretty hot, passed out, woke up the next day, and I'm ashamed to say it was cold. We had carved out a moose and climbed inside to stay warm.
Yes.
And, I mean, I don't know. I don't remember yellow eyes, but there were top hats. And this could explain it.
You climbed inside of a moose?
We were cold, and I don't know, but...
What was that like? What was it like climbing into a moose?
It smelled really bad.
On the outside?
It took... Well, on the inside, we had to cut it open.
Okay.
Yeah. That's, you know what, when you're about to be overwhelmed by the presence of a Jabba Duke, sometimes your brain goes into an autonomic kind of mode and you do what's known as skywalking, where you are essentially, you go revert into yourself, where it's like you go into danger mode, and sometimes you just wind up burrowing into something, hiding, because you know that danger is coming. So this is actually a very healthy reaction.
I'm just confused. So you were freezing and you didn't call for help? Like, did you have like a phone, like a cell phone? Not like a, I mean, there's, they have all these kind of cell phones. I don't have one because, you know, the government tracks, but, you know, they have Apples or like, I mean, you could have gotten a, what are they, Google phone? Is that a thing?
I mean, Google makes phones, yeah.
Right. Or like, what's that one? Droid?
Android.
I mean, you could have, I mean, did you look for Droid phones? Like,
well, the reception isn't the best out here. And again, the copper mine sometimes, I think it just blocks things.
Okay, so you tried to make a call for help and you
couldn't.
I don't
remember. There was nothing in my phone history.
Okay.
Plus, it got pretty messy.
Right.
Yes, there was a lot of blood.
You're right, a lot of viscera. Yeah, yes. That is understandable. Leah, was it?
Leah Walker.
Leah Walker. Yeah, okay. You made the right choice because you subconsciously knew what was going on. And, you know, it's almost like your mind wants to get off planet or something like that. You just want to retreat from the situation. You did the right thing.
Okay.
You did the right thing by carving up the moose. You can give me your information off the air if you want to get checked out.
I think I would like that. I have not been able to sleep since this happened.
Yeah, we have branches in Hoth,
yes.
Which I think is close to
That's
where
very
you are.
Close to where we are.
Right,
yes.
So
Hoth, Montana.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Hoth, Montana.
Okay.
So you can get checked out over there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you so much, Leah. So is that something that happens a lot? Is people getting affected after going to a speakeasy like the Cantina?
Yeah, it can definitely happen because, you know, being in that kind of situation where there's alcohol and there's perhaps music being played by a cantina band.
Okay.
That might have you drop your defenses.
So somewhat. Is it like any kind of cantina band music or is it like specific, like, I don't know, like a thing?
Yeah, that kind of thing. You know, usually if any kind of, you know, the musicians themselves might have something to do with it as well.
Right.
You know, it depends on who's playing. I mean, if it's a typical jazz band, it might not be so bad. But, you know, if it's creatures you don't recognize, then that might be.
Right. You might not look of them, not like the look of them or something.
Right.
Yeah.
He's maybe start hallucinating
right.
a little bit.
Yeah. That's fair. I think we have another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Yeah. My name is Benjamin.
Hi, Benjamin.
Yeah, you know, you were just talking about the different phones that they have available, and when I went to go purchase a phone just yesterday, they kept saying this is not the droid you're looking for.
Okay, so it was not the phone that you wanted.
Yeah, they kept pointing me in the other, like, another direction, and I kept saying, that's the droid I'm looking for.
So
and
you,
they kept saying no.
And you were like, I'm not having any of this?
No, I was like, what the hell? He kept waving his hand in my face.
Okay, what does this have to do with the Jabba Duke?
I don't know. I just heard you talking about phones.
Okay, well, thank you, Benjamin. I feel like you should have called in about something that was important. We're going to take a short break here from our sponsors, and we'll be back in a minute.
Greetings, Earther scum.
Hey, friend. Don't despair.
No need to slit any throats yet.
Do you find that you're suffering from a lack of insanity? A lack of hilarity.
I've got a solution for you.
It's perfectly natural.
It's Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
You aren't gonna like it.
What is it?
It's a new sketch comedy podcast from Memorial Development and the DVMPE.
I came up with these shitty names.
Everyone is so damn sensitive these days.
What can you expect out of Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden?
Been known to dissolve teeth on contact.
Goddamn gross is what it is.
Well, this sucks.
Ah, applesauce.
That's what this stuff is.
Really makes people uncomfortable.
I like it.
Keep going.
Mr. Wiggly will make you say,
don't fuck them.
In front of grandma.
Oh, God, no. I'm not a monster.
They're getting violent.
Oh, God, really? Okay, wrap it up.
I'm not cleaning that up again.
Hey, Elizabeth, before we get back, oh, I hit record, that doesn't matter, whatever, remember that guy you dated before, Mark, what was his last name, Porkins?
No, his last name was Perkins, but yes, he was a little chubby, and you always called him Porkins.
What happened to that guy? He was so fun, like, he would just kind of sit there and he would, like, jiggle?
You know, David, I hate to try to have to force sensitivity out of you, but... maybe don't be a jerk.
I'm just asking about him. I was just curious.
Why I was just thinking about him. Up? It's been a long time.
He popped up in my head, and I thought, you know, I'd ask how if you still talk to him.
I mean, we're Facebook friends.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that I don't really talk to him regularly.
Can you pull up Porkins on the Facebook so I can see how he's doing?
Yeah, Facebook is this program.
I know what Facebook is, damn it. All right, we're back talking about the Jabba Duke. Anyway, Doctor, I mean, this thing seems like it's supposed to be pretty dangerous from your description of it.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
None of our encounters so far have led to any deaths or any, well, I mean, besides the death of a moose, but I mean, any human deaths or any human damage.
Well, that is exactly because the Institute of Paraphysical Metanormality is on the case.
So you're saying that your work is actually preventing any real
damage. It's essential. It really is, and that's why we need the public to know about it, and you know we need more funding. You know, it's really, really important for the word to get out.
Okay, that's good. Okay, I think we've got another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hey, this is Randolph Tarkenton.
Randolph Tarkenton?
Right.
I'm from Tatooine, Minnesota.
Tatooine, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. That's from the Indian Tatooine is... Yeah, that country up there.
Okay.
Tatooine tribe.
Sure. So you were just saying how there have been no deaths related to this. I have to say, I witnessed a bunch.
Really?
I was at a heavy metal concert. There were women and actually some men in steel bikinis or something.
Okay.
There was like smoke, but I think it came from some dry ice. And some other, like, weirdly, it was, like, some beings that kind of looked like anuses that were, like, murdering people on the stage. I got sprayed with some blood.
Were you at a Guar concert?
Yeah, why?
Okay, just...
Do you go to these concerts, these Guar?
Guar? I actually have never been to a Guar concert. I know they're very prevalent in a lot of circles. I try to keep myself hip, you know, so that I can better relate to students and patients.
Is Guar a hip thing right now?
In some circles, yes. I mean, they play the Chicago Riot Fest every year.
There's a riot festival?
Yes, it's a music festival. They play a kind of rock and roll music, which it's like perhaps Jerry Lee Lewis, you might understand, is somewhat like that.
Roger, can I punch this guy yet? Can I just punch this guy now, Roger?
Sir, I think I know the concert which you were talking about. That's when the openers were Tashi Station and Moisture Farm.
I mean, there was also a Power Converter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
Is there an end to the story or not?
Band names are fun.
Yes.
I just want to say that. I wish I could name bands. That would be like a fun little hobby for me.
Yeah? Like what kind of names for bands?
What kind of names for bands?
Yeah.
I don't know. Banta Fodder, I think, would be a fun name for a band.
Oh, okay. Yeah?
Yeah?
That would
yeah.
be a good one.
I do.
I like those little foam guns. Maybe you could do like
the Rancor Tours.
That seems like it's a play on another band name for some reason.
Well, I mean, it is, but you can't,
I'm a big fan.
Plagiarize.
Like, what about like Nerf Herders? Like, it just sounds good.
Yeah, they actually exist, dude.
Yeah. Oh, they exist?
Yeah, and you know, but my favorite band, and even though I like War a lot, but like, I really like SOD, Stormtroopers of Death.
Yeah. It's interesting that a lot of people who listen to this kind of music are almost like they're drawn to Jabba Dukes or vice versa. It's like there's definitely an affinity.
So, I mean, even though I didn't leave when all those people were getting murdered on stage, like,
yeah.
Am I in danger?
That's a good question.
Is he
in danger?
It depends, sir. I mean, you know, what other kinds of bands do you listen to? Do you listen to the Sith Lords? I mean, do you listen to the Resistance? If you listen to all of these kinds of bands, then yeah, there might be a problem. You might want to get checked out.
Oh, okay.
about, like, Evil Empire?
Oh, God, really? Evil Empire?
That's my favorite album.
Okay, well, I sir, again, give him my information.
Okay, yeah, we'll give you, we're gonna have to check Jimmy, that. Jimmy will give you his information. I feel like, once again, it just seems like there are these moments we're having here where, like, everything is kind of just right on the cusp, but we're getting it right in time.
Yeah, well, I thank you for being on your program, and, you know, that's why we're here.
Right.
You know, so... Right.
Well, I feel like, yeah, I mean, we want to make sure that people who are falling, you know, metaphorically falling,
yeah.
you know, hit the ground, you know, they lando right on their feet, you
yeah.
know?
It's yeah, very exactly.
important. It's very important.
That's right. I mean, if their heads are stuck in Cloud City, then right. it's not going to do them any good whatsoever.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So you understand.
Yeah. All right. I think we have another caller. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Annie G-Day, and I am from Dagobah, California.
Wait, what is your last name?
G-Day.
G-Day.
Mm-hmm.
Annie G-Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's J-E-D-I. Nobody can ever pronounce it correctly, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you say you're from Dagobah in the Jawa Valley?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been out there. Lovely desert country.
It is.
Mm. Yeah.
I live in the foresty part, though.
Oh, you do?
Yes. It's kind okay. of an oasis. Kind of swampy.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean,
we get weird weather patterns. It's kind of like the Bermuda Triangle of California. Everything just gets stuck there.
You know, I've been there before, you know, my wife, E, I'm not going to give her full name on the air, you know, we go out there, and I and E walk all over the place.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just...
It's a
wonderful country.
It's a good workout. I mean,
right?
Yeah,
sounds like a workout.
Yeah. It is.
So, did you have a question?
Well, I just feel like there's a lot of psychic activity around here that just doesn't get acknowledged, and I'm wondering if you know somebody around here imagined one of these Jabba-doozy things you're talking about.
Jabba-doo.
Oh, Jabba-dook. Okay, right. Yeah, one of those. I don't know.
Well,
I mean, can somebody else think of it and then have it affect your life?
Oh, yeah. So, like, if a kid comes up with it and you don't even know the kid.
Right.
But, like, you come across them, like, just, like, passing, in passing, and then it, like, can it attach to someone that
exactly.
wasn't related?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Like, is it infectious?
Yeah, because I feel like there are, like, all these mental waves going around here and, you know, like, these forces are working against me. I don't know.
That's
pretty, I don't know
yeah,
where
that's a pretty insidious
from.
Idea.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we call that the midichlorian effect.
Oh.
Yeah, that's something that can, it can go from person to person. So you're right to be concerned about that. You know, I'm glad you're asking. But have you felt any other symptoms, seen any other signs?
Well, I did see a star die. The whole town we witnessed this death of a star, and it was momentous,
yeah.
and we just kind of have a holiday around that now to commemorate it, but
yeah,
I mean, like, what are the odds that we looked up and pinpointed that exact star at that exact moment?
Are you sure
exploded?
It was a star? No one was like, hey, that's no star.
Well, someone thought it was a moon, but I said, you know, moons don't glow.
We only have one moon. On
right?
And,
I mean, like, if they
any
knew
other
it's from
would be too
a
far
star,
to see, yeah.
so I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not very scientific. It really
right.
wasn't. It's just, you know, but
we all
witnessed this flash.
And I would imagine, because I've seen video of these kinds of things, it's like, you know, as a group, it's like millions of you crying out in pain at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then
ooh,
just
that sounds
being
awful.
Snuffed out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. there's just, like I said, like this force, this psychic thing going on here, this phenomenon, and nobody
yeah.
can explain it, and nobody believes us.
Just be careful.
Okay.
Just be careful, and again, if you feel like you need
careful.
To get checked out, you know, you should...
Careful, I will be.
Yeah, you should talk to somebody if you need to.
Well, I also think, like, you know this. You're somebody who knows, and you're a believer in this, and you have to make sure that you continue to bring this on to generations. So you should definitely teach, like, any younglings you come across, and make sure you
yes.
protect them. You know, keep the younglings safe.
Well,
and,
there
and,
is
and in
a,
knowledge.
A training academy here. The Padawan family has opened it up
okay.
to the community. They
That's
are
amazing.
So generous in
yeah.
giving. Yeah.
That's great.
So we do have some things in place.
My family is not great for that kind of stuff. I mean, right, Elizabeth? Uncle Owen is always burning things.
Yeah, Uncle Owen has some issues.
Yeah.
He's not invited over to family Christmas anymore.
No, he just, like, burnt everything he's cooked.
Well,
just
yeah.
crispy.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear about that, but it's good that you called, and you know, I know that Academy will train you to do things. It'll train you to strengthen your mind. It'll train you to, you know, fight with a mace, you know, that kind of thing, so that you don't get winded.
Yeah, their motto is "Be the man you want to be," or
right.
Yoda man.
Right.
That's always, I mean, people here are so weird. I mean, I understand.
It's
I'm from the community,
it's
but
California,
yeah.
So.
The lingo. Oh.
I get it.
Thank you for your time.
No, thank you. Thank you. Doctor, I mean, once again, I feel like we're just right at the last moment, right there.
Well,
you know?
It's almost like a mind trick, if you will.
Right.
You kind of reach out and you force people to kind of unburden themselves just at the right time.
Right.
You know, you should use that force to really help people.
That's a good point. Maybe we all should try to stop flying solo and take
oh, yeah.
on partners
no, just,
and
just
companions.
Look at what I'm saying. You know that it's we have to work together on this.
That's really motivational, don't you think, Elizabeth?
I mean, I think, yeah, coming together as a community and working towards a common goal is always excellent advice.
Yeah. Like, we should create an alliance of people that yeah. are trying to do that.
If that's what you want to do, sure.
Yeah. I think we have another caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hey, dude, it's Justin.
Hi, Justin. Where are you from?
I'm from Detroit.
Hi. Okay, Detroit. What's up, Justin?
Yeah. So, the other day, I was on a trip out in California, and I happened to eat some mushrooms, if that's okay if I say that.
I mean, mushrooms are, I like mushrooms on my pizza.
Sure. So I was out in the redwoods, and it was so beautiful out there, but all of a sudden I saw three objects, like,
Wait,
floating.
Where were you at?
The redwoods.
The redwoods, okay.
Yeah. I saw, like, three things floating. Two of them were, like, men. And then the other one was, like a toad that was, like, 2 to 3 foot tall.
Okay.
Mm.
And they looked like they were ghosts, man. They were just sitting there.
Okay, What is this?
Well, first of all, I'd like you to thank you for calling.
I think this is just a case of psychedelics, honestly.
Yeah, psychedelics, those are kind of drug substances you can take.
For God's sake.
They became popular about 50 years ago in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this ghost, are you saying that he's just hallucinating these ghosts?
Yes.
Asking you, I'm asking the doctor.
You always want to ask me questions when I'm not ready to answer them, but when I actually have an opinion, you don't want it.
Your opinion is fine. I was asking him directly, and then you butt in, and I don't mean that in a mean, just saying, let him speak.
But they
I think
look
he's
like,
been doing plenty of
no,
speaking.
No, that's okay. I mean, I'm fine. You know, we are scientists here, so she should be allowed her incorrect opinion, and that's totally fine.
I'm not saying she's not allowed her opinion. I think she should have her opinion. That's what she's on
and
here for.
And now everyone's being condescending.
I just want to say that they looked like they were really happy, even though they were dead.
So just curiosity, because I do have experience, not necessarily with the Jabba Duke, but I have experience with ghosts. Did all of them stay the same, or did like it appear like one of them changed?
It looked like I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, like the one in the middle, like totally looked like he was something else, like, prior to me coming there or
okay.
something.
Okay, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it was just, like, they were there, and they were, like, I don't know, I felt like I was saying goodbye to them, in a way, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, is this related to the Jabba Duke?
It is. This okay. is part of the some of the mind tricks that the Jabba Duke will play on you. Justin, you called just in time. I'm sorry about that.
I never heard that one before. That's awesome.
I have to apologize because puns are the lowest form of humor. But yes, it is definitely part of the whole Jabba Duke experience. You know, you have, do you have relatives who have passed on? Kin of some kind?
I wish Uncle Owen would pass on so we wouldn't have to eat all of his chewy food.
Yeah, I mean,
you could just ask him to not cook dinner. Or you could cook dinner. You used to love to cook.
I'm sorry. I'm asking Justin a question. And Ken, what kind of
my aunt and uncle died. Uh-huh. I was off at a fair. It was like a black market kind of thing. I went to go buy some stuff, and I came back, and they were dead.
Oh yeah, that is tragic. And I think what you were doing is you were tapping into the world beyond, and you were getting impressions from them. But what the Jabba Duke can do is he can play with your memories. It's a kind of revisionist history. It's like you have these good memories from when you were a child of your kin. Yeah. And then, you know, the Jabba Duke will just come along and then will just change them under the auspices of, quote, making them better and, quote, bringing them up to date. But it's not what you want. Mm. That's not the real thing.
No, right. I want, like, reality, but just, like, slightly skewed. You know, I want to be able to, you know, see reality, but, like, in a fuzzy way.
I believe
fuzzy
that's
reality.
Fuzzy reality, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry too much about it, Justin.
Okay. Thank you, Justin. Thank you so much. Elizabeth, I mean, you haven't been as vocal this episode about your not, I don't want to say disapproval, but like disagreement. Is are you finding like common ground here, or what's going on?
No, I'm not really finding any common ground. I just, you know, therapy didn't go very well yesterday, and I'm just in a little bit of a slump. So.
With you and Mark?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I mean,
it's
no.
It's not your fault.
No,
it's partially your fault.
Well,
but...
no, but even if it wasn't my fault, I can still feel sorry via empathy, not necessarily from guilt.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying is that kind of sorry.
I see.
I think also when someone is time displaced like this, it's hard for him to empathize with a modern person.
I was just empathizing. I was literally just empathizing.
I know you were trying. That's very valiant of you to try and catch up to the rest of us. So that's just, it's wonderful really to feel that.
Sometimes,
that fire
you know, I really don't appreciate your condescending attitude. I'm the only one that can be condescending and rude
right,
to my brother.
Right. This is the thing. Only my sister can be condescending to me. Only my sister.
I see.
I mean, she can be condescending to other people, but she has, like, you shouldn't be condescending to me. I brought you on this show. I'm getting tired of it. I mean, Roger's getting tired of it. He's like, look at him. He's waving his fist at you. He's that angry. And he was the one holding me back before.
I think he's eating.
No, there are no beeheads on the table.
Beheads? Is this some kind
that's,
of
no, that's what he eats.
50s slang
that's what he
that
eats.
I don't
look,
understand? Like,
look.
Hey, Jive Turkey, put your beheads away? Is that something that I'm not familiar with that?
God. Can I hit him?
No, you cannot hit him.
I really, even though I'm a pacifist, I really want to hit him right
I
now.
I know that you want to hit him. Maybe you should not have these people over all the time.
I mean, I didn't know he was going to be this big of a dick.
You don't vet your experts?
No.
Well, perhaps that's something that you should look into in the future, David.
Yeah, but that's, I feel like that's an invasion of
privacy. I mean, you know what
privacy.
Happened last time? I had to kick the guy out because he was being creepy and trying to lick your Snuggie.
Yeah, well, that guy was nuts. And
yes.
I would have hit him.
And
if
these
he,
are
if
people that
here.
You invite into my home.
I just feel like if I vet them, then I'm invading their privacy. Which I don't want to do.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt here, but.
Yes, you do.
Elizabeth. I don't mean to cast aspersions, but I get the nagging feeling that maybe you're not 100% behind what I have to say.
You would be very... That's very astute of you.
Well, I am a doctor.
So you say. But we don't know, because you haven't been properly vetted, so you could be completely making that up.
Honestly, I think he's a scoundrel. I really do at this point.
Sir, I really don't need to take your turn-of-the-century insults.
Look, no, you're rude to me. You're rude to my sister, who is going through some stuff, and she should be treated like a princess because she deserves it. She's my sister, and she deserves that.
We're twins, you know.
Yeah, we're twins. And you're acting like a scoundrel.
I know mores were different in the 1940s.
Oh, my God.
But seriously, I really wish you would try to understand what a modern society is like.
Modern society? We have two moms!
I'm trying to be a trooper here, but you guys are just making me so tired.
Well, I don't know what to do. This might be Jabba Duke influence right here, is what it could be. It could be...
Oh, you think that I'm influenced by a Jabba Duke?
Well, you mentioned you're tired, and what have your dreams been like recently?
What have my dreams been like?
Yeah.
I've been dreaming about a lot of different things. Sometimes I remember them, sometimes I don't. Mm-hmm. Last night I dreamed that I was on a beach.
Okay.
Okay.
What kind of beach? Where was it?
What...
Was it on
the
an ice planet?
The sandy kind by the water.
Okay.
There were attractive men giving me grapes. It was, I don't really feel like
was
going
the water
a little
green or purple or what color was the water?
It was very pristine crystal blue water. Like,
Okay.
Like earth water.
Earth water? Yeah.
It wasn't space water.
I mean, I think that's a legitimate question.
Right.
No, this was a normal beach. It wasn't anything. Okay. I don't know exactly what you guys are trying to.
No,
we're just trying to pinpoint.
I know you're looking for some weird way to fit this into your narrative,
Somewhere close, or was it like far, far away?
Well, considering where we live, it had to have been far, far away because there aren't any beaches like that around here.
Well, there you go. I see Jabba Duke.
I assume it was in the Caribbean. Because I had a dream about lying on the beach in the Caribbean, I feel like that's pretty normal.
Okay. Were people speaking in a kind of offensive patois of any kind?
Patois. Which
you mean like you?
Patois.
No. I mean like kind of an accented kind of thing.
There wasn't a lot of talking happening in this particular dream.
I see. Well, I think you should come to the Institute.
Can I ask a question? Do you make money off this Institute?
When you say make money.
Like, are you someone who is doing this for profit? Like, are you doing this out of greed, huh?
Well, to be fair, we are in the red.
In the red?
Yeah, we haven't actually made any money doing it.
Do you think you're like the leader of this research, even though you're in the red?
Well, I am the leader in the sense that I'm one of two employees.
You're one of two employees.
Right. Well, actually, I'm the only employee.
Elizabeth, I hate to say this, but I feel like...
That I might actually be right?
You might be right on this one.
Yeah.
I will assure you, though, that I am a fully professionally trained doctor.
In what?
Not certified as such, but...
In what?
So you... Okay.
Well, I have... my doctorate in speculative fiction.
Doctorate in speculative
fiction? He has a doctorate in speculative fiction, mm-hmm. And you, David, being as naive as you are, and having apparently not seen any movies since 1965...
Besides Encino Man.
You were lulled into this fictional creature that is an amalgamation of two... pretty popular movies.
What? It's an amalgamation of two movies.
Well, of... God, how
well,
many
it's
now?
Really a,
like
a franchise,
movies,
really.
But
wait, no, we
a
talked
franchise
about Star
is a
Wars
system where...
What's the other thing? Shut up.
What's the other thing?
Yeah, the Star Wars thing, which is what came from the Star Wars thing?
LGBTQ icon Babadook.
So wait, Babadook is fused with what, then, from Star Wars?
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt? That's
yes.
The thing's name is Jabba the Hutt?
Yes.
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 That seems weird. Jabba
this
the Hutt.
This seems weird.
That is such a
All
weird name.
All of the
name.
Things that we've talked about.
Who named something Jabba
the
Hutt?
We had
is
an
he
episode.
A, is he a small building?
We had
with
an
like
episode.
A thatch roof?
He's
Would
built
you
like
let
one.
Me finish talking, please?
Sorry, I apologize, sister.
We had an episode about a giant avocado monster.
Yeah.
And you think that... This is weird.
I think it's weird you would name something Jabba the Hutt.
I didn't name anything that.
I didn't say you. I'm just mean like in general. Who would name something Jabba?
Well, there was a gentleman by the name of George Lucas, who he's a film director.
Uh-huh.
And
film director. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. So, and he directed these movies, the Star Wars movies, and they are part of science fiction. And he was the one who came up with the name of Jabba the Hutt. So.
David has a little bit of trouble differentiating reality from fiction.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure he's
science fiction.
I'm sure he's no Akira Kurosawa, so I don't really care.
That's a well. Okay,
Kurosawa never had any steampunk bikinis. That's all I have to say.
Fair enough, but he also didn't objectify women that way either.
I'm sorry, was that... Was...
Well, maybe he did and maybe he didn't. How many women did he have in his stories?
Some.
Some. Good. Glad we're represented well.
I'm sorry, is he the guy that works the grill down at the Benihana?
Wow, that's racist. On that note, I think we're going to call it a day. Thank you so much, listeners. If you have any questions or comments, you can always shoot us a message on Facebook at Freak of the Week, or shoot me a message on Twitter. It's not me. It's Jimmy that checks the Twitter, but you know, it's David_Hickney on Twitter. Thank you so much to Elizabeth Marin, my sister and the counterpoint on the show. Thank you so much to Roger, my partner and my best friend. And I'm not going to thank our guest because he's kind of an asshole. Until next week, I'm David Hickney. Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila. So where's my actual sister Elizabeth? Has she been swapped with a body snatcher? Is that who this Amanda Davila is? Is a body snatcher? That's crazy. All the experts and phone calls were performed by a cast of actors. What? How is that possible? I don't know who Lindsay Chmielarski, Alan Morgan, Patrick Harrington, Paul Hennig, and David Musto are, but things are going to get violent. I mean, like, really angry violent. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Voxmullen. Artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Voxmullen. Ha! Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.